Jeremiah chapter 14, verse 22. That's our passage as we continue our journey through the Bible. Do any of the worthless idols of the nations bring rain? Do the skies themselves send down showers? No, it is you, Lord, our God. Therefore, our hope is in you, for you are the one who does all this. Let's be honest. Idols are pretty cool until we need something from them, right? Idols, of course, can be categorized under one of three P's: possessions, power, and position. They are the things we spend our time and energy thinking about and working for. We love possessions, love to drive them, love to live in them, love to play with them. We love position, love to have the right job with the right title and the right salary. We love power, love to be in control and call the shots. But have you ever witnessed a father praying to the God of job or career when his child is sick? Have you ever seen a mother bowing down in the front yard before the God of house when her marriage started to crumble? You see, we love our idols until we need something from them. And then we see they are powerless. The Israelites learned this lesson the hard way. They had turned from God and turned to idols. But when the drought and famine hit their lives, they found idols unable to provide the needed rain. They found out that idols were not as cool as they thought. They finally realized that God was the only one who could provide what they needed, so they put their hope in Him. Here's a question. Where do you place your hope? Where do you really place your hope? Your idols can be cool for now, but wait until you need something from them. Father, show us the worthless idols in our life and help us to identify them. Help us to destroy them. Help us to place our hope in you and you alone. In Jesus' name, amen.